Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Oh shit, we on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode. It's your girl, Jess Hilarious. And look, this week I got a guest. This ain't the same guest that been on for the last 3 weeks. But I know y'all got tired of hearing her voice. It's all good. I get tired of hearing her voice too. But that's still my bitch though. This another friend. This friend ain't no ordinary friend. This bitch is my best friend. Like my best friend, Shayna girl. I love her to death and I hate her even more. Say what's up to the people, yo.
Hi.
What?
Nah, what's going on? This Shayna girl. But no, she forgot to add a word. Her real best friend, because Jess thinks that everybody is her best friend.
Ooh, we coming out the gate on them like
that's
that.
That's how I come. You know how I come.
I know how you come, yo, but damn. Okay, yeah. Look, all right, so since she gonna hit below the belt like that, we just coming off of a hiatus.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and for those who don't know what a hiatus is, that's when you take a break from something meaningful in your life. You know what I'm saying? She's very meaningful to me.
She took a break.
I'm meaningful to her. And I took a break. I ain't gonna lie, I initiated the break.
But
this the hiatus. We go back and forth. She'll take a break. Then I'll be like, man, I don't fucking like you right now. She'll be like, all right, whatever.
Nah, yo, I love you always.
Yeah, I know. But that's why I say I don't like you. I never say I don't like you. Been my best friend since my son was a baby.
Go ahead.
No, fuck that.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead and go.
It's all right.
All right, negative. Go ahead.
So, nah, listen. So I've been knowing this girl. The reason why she says she's my real best friend and I can second that is because since my son was a baby, I actually met her through another friend and I actually stole her from someone. She was somebody else's best friend. And 10 years ago, I met her and I'm trifling.
No, you came along.
What are you talking about? You came along.
I came tagging along. Not
shit, this was before Jess Hilarious. This was before I was just Jesse from around Harlem and Duklin and West Baltimore, right? And I met this girl, man. And then fast forward, she ended up being related to my baby father, the little baby father. Tell him who you are to little baby father, yo.
I'm his god sister.
That's my brother. You know, so that's a little history on that. Now, listen, the hiatus, you know, that we go on every now and then. You know how you have like a really, really close friend that both of y'all are alpha. Both of y'all are headstrong. Both of y'all are very blunt and forward. Y'all don't take no shit. Like me and Shayna, we are the opposite while we are very much alike. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm the one that'll pop off. She'll take a minute to pop off because she's rather calm and she's a very laid back person. It take a lot to get her there, but she can get there. I'm gonna tell you that.
I can get there girl.
I already be there. I walk in the room.
Yeah, you come in, like, ready. Yeah,
I'm not ready to sit here and play with nobody. I smack shit on anybody. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm like the calm to her storm.
Yeah, so that's so, what it is, the calm.
When she all on the internet storm. Acting a fool with y'all.
First of all, excuse me, I haven't acted a fool with in a them while. In a long not like they gonna say, what the fuck we do? You talking about with y'all. You know what I mean? I haven't
I be
acted
in the
a
background
fool.
Like, listen, please.
Right.
But it's very hard to get Jess to listen.
It is
Jess
not.
Jess, you don't want to listen to nobody.
Like, even now?
You have your mind made up. Oh, no. Now, she's grown a lot. She has.
Okay, thank you.
I give you that. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. But Jess didn't want to listen to nobody. You try to give her advice and tell her, you know, don't do this. Try not to do that. And she like, shit, I'm Jess. I do what I want.
I know. And
you
now listen, I'm definitely,
strong.
Definitely. And yeah.
A lot has changed. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of you, Short.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I came
thing.
A long
don't
way. She done seen me, man, through like do crazy shit in relationships. I'm talking about do crazy shit. And don't, oh Lord, do crazy shit in relationships. I'm talking about do crazy shit to people and friendships, like all that type of shit, you know, while out online. She's been with me through all my cancellations, my
yes,
nigga.
Lord.
Like, oh my God, where y'all tried to.
Man. Like, I said, I don't want to.
Yes.
That's probably what took me so long to get up on this mic right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, for real.
Being out there and in the public eye like that, is you got to be a strong person to really take on all those different, you know, people.
And Shayna like to play the back a lot. Like, I've asked her to do this podcast, and it's not that she didn't want to. It's just like she liked to play. Like, for instance, if we shooting a movie, Shayna would be like the director.
I never.
She wouldn't want to be the
actor. I never try to intrude.
Or an actress. Yeah.
When it comes to her and her platform. Like, I don't need to be in the front. I don't need to be in every video. I don't have to be on her back, on her heels. No, I like to play the background, watch her do her thing.
Yeah.
And just give her a head nod. Like, yeah. You're doing your thing.
Always. Now, that's how it's always been.
Right.
Like, when I went and I did Rel, she flew out. She stayed with a nigga. She congratulated a nigga. And look, I remember I was with the nigga Chris when that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Did I even tell you I was coming?
No, you didn't. You popped up on me in L.A.
Right.
And she has family in L.A., y'all. By the way, listen, she was raised in Baltimore, but this is an Army brat. My best friend was born not in Baltimore. She was born in fucking Florida.
No, I wasn't.
California.
Nope. Tacoma, Washington.
What the fuck is that?
First of all.
Not you about to rep that shit. Okay. Somebody, first of all.
Right. Nah. Never been back since I was born. Woo.
Okay. Anyway, we don't know her. Sure.
Yes.
But yeah.
I need to go and see what it looked like.
And then she went and you lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You've been
family
in
family all down there.
California, Cali. Down south.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but
I'm all over the place.
But, you know, most of her life, you know, and adult life, you know, she's been here in Baltimore, you know. So that's where that accent do come from.
Who accent?
The same one I got over here.
Oh,
yeah. See, yeah, that bitch, that's not Tacoma.
Yo, we made that up.
That's not Tacomas.
The Tacomas. Nah, that's a word we made up, so that's not even Baltimore. All right, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know. We got niggas walking around saying, yo.
And A-I.
A-I. Yeah, that's some shit that niggas made up, definitely. Niggas in Baltimore be like, hey, yo. We say the A-I. And niggas in Baltimore say, O-R. Instead, we be like,
Yeah, we got to make it a little different. You know, we ain't gonna do what everybody else doing.
Nah, real shit. Now, listen, when I was with Chris, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would be the one catching this nigga in action.
Hey.
And, you know, because I would tell him, she saw you.
Shit.
She saw you with the bitch.
That's why he couldn't stand me.
And it is what it is.
He knew. I'm like, why he don't like me?
I don't give a fuck. I know. Cause like,
I never cared, but it was still like, wow. Like,
because that was the first and only boyfriend that has never liked you.
Yeah, that's weird.
That didn't like you. Like, everybody loves her.
Like,
girl.
Cause you told him I told you.
Yeah. But I'm like, I didn't tell him the first time. Cause when I'm talking about this nigga cheated so much, she had multiple
like
scenarios
times.
To tell me.
And then it was with my homegirls, so I had to say something.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I had to say too. Like, listen.
Yeah, I definitely had to say something. I'm sorry.
Look, my best friend Keaton, he like, so then that's when he started. But like, nigga, okay, you cool. You just out here doing reckless shit.
He was dragging.
Acting like, I ain't nobody. Like, how the fuck you gonna date somebody who is like publicly known?
My man's
cheat
dragging.
On them in the public. And
I
then
knew
expect,
too many people.
Expect, yeah, and then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you
and then
cheating.
I would see him. Like,
you cheating
who's
right
she?
In DC. You cheating right in DC. Sheena hanging DC.
I'm everywhere.
All the time. Everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
so don't ever date Jess if you wanna cheat. I'm going to be there, wherever y'all at.
Hey, yo, don't date Jess if you want to cheat. They're going to call me.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you. But, I done cut the nigga clothes up, bleach shit, put shit out.
But no, come on.
What?
Tell the truth, though.
What
I used to say.
Don't fuck his shit up because you know he going to be right back next week.
Yeah.
And then your dumb ass going to be rebuying that same shit that you bought from the jump. And if you bought it, why the fuck is you fucking it up?
Yeah.
You can just go and sell it or go and do something.
You know,
to
I really just, I just wanted to keep you on point. You
for
know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever decisions you make, I'm going to have your back regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted you to be on point no matter what. You know
what
I mean?
It's, that shit happened a lot. It took me a long time to leave.
It did.
One thing I can say that you never did that a lot of friends do is tell me to leave them. Judge me or tell me to leave them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because at that point you knew. No matter what you said,
oh, yeah.
I would go back. You know what I mean? I
just how got do you feel very, about someone? Yeah. That's how you, that's your feelings. You have to get over that.
Yeah.
Like if you want to come and cry on my shoulder, here I am. You know what I mean? You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I got your back. All right, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's nothing that I could say to make you leave somebody that you love.
Yeah.
You know, if you love them, you're going to be there until you're tired.
Yeah. And I eventually got tired. You know what I'm saying? And that's when it happened. I'm talking about like, I wasn't hanging around y'all. I wasn't. Remember like
you was trash.
I went, bitch. Huh? You said, huh? Hey, yo.
You was trash. You
was. I was. But I did promise y'all I never let you and London. You know what I'm saying? London is my cousin.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Don't fucking play with my cousin.
I love London, but we are.
I know you do. They have a love hate relationship. London gonna be on here. Big Lon gonna be on here next week.
And I'm on here too. What's up?
Big Lon, she coming for you, Lon.
I'm coming for you. Trust.
But
I'm on this mic too.
Yes, yo. That episode gonna be funny as shit next week.
I love London though.
I know. So I promised you and her I would never let another guy have me like that. You know, but it wasn't even so much me. It was the type of guy he was. And I haven't been with a guy like that since.
Thank God.
Shut up. Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen. So now let's talk about me calling everybody my best friend. I mean, you said that at the top of the episode. We need to clarify more on that. We need some clarification because I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesse, Jess
Moore. What's that?
I don't know. No, you tell me. Shit. You're the one doing it.
No, you're the one that brought it up.
Well, I mean, but you're the one keep talking about everybody your best friend. So why?
I never said
that. No. Why?
All right. Well, first of all.
Answer.
All right. I do. All right. So when I had, you know, first moved to LA to Durell. I became friends with April Jones, and she not too long after was diagnosed as a best friend.
Oh yeah. April. I love April. You don't like April?
I don't know her no more.
Huh?
It ain't I don't like her. It's just
you just hit.
She don't like me. And honestly,
first of all, she ain't even thinking about you.
Fuck you and April. You want to be on some shit like that? Nah, fuck you. You my best friend. Is that your best friend now, bitch?
Shit, I need to get one. You got five.
You know what? She goddamn right ain't thinking about me. That bitch with Dr. Dre somewhere. I wouldn't be thinking about a Jess Hilarious Neva, honestly. But yeah.
Anybody out there want to be my best friend, please contact
girl,
me.
Girl, fuck you. It's not happening.
As soon as possible.
Nobody want to be your best friend. What? You already got a million friends, but we're going to talk about that later. Anyway, so that was April. Okay, we fell out or whatever. I think we adopted each other as best friends too fast, and I didn't really know her. And
you never know nobody before you say they're your best friend.
Anyway, so who's next? Go. Say no, who next?
Joey. Jody.
Who I you call her. All right, Jody. You call her Jody, but
yeah.
Jolanita. Jolana,
I Lolita love Jody though.
Luis, I know you do love her, and she loves you too. What's the problem?
Huh? That's your adopted best friend. Let's another talk
one?
About it.
Another one.
Another one.
All right, yeah. So when I was out there, and look, I ain't even like Joey when I met her. I ain't even gonna lie.
Me
I
didn't either. Like
her.
Sorry,
you didn't even meet her when I.
I always liked Joey when
I know.
You would not let me meet her for the longest. Mm-mm. Why was that?
Because I didn't want to intertwine that.
Why?
Honestly, I was scared to tell you that I had another best friend. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't scared of shit. But I was scared to put you around her because I didn't want that shit. You know,
you
didn't
want me to swing on her?
Yeah, I ain't want you to be that. Hey,
why?
Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, she from the outskirts of Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of scared now.
You ain't scared. She wouldn't kill a fly. But real shit, you know. I think honestly what it was, I'm gonna just be very honest, and I'm not even the person or, you know, I'm not even the one to do this, like give people chances like off the rip all the time and shit. But when I was out there in LA, I didn't know anybody. I had to move out there for the show.
So you had to adopt a best friend just because you was by yourself?
So like I said, you know, when I moved out there and I didn't know
I'm
nobody,
a flight away. God
you know
dang.
I didn't
send
know.
Me a flight and I'm on my way.
You have a fucking job.
Okay. I'll
you
pay
still
half.
You had a job then and you have a job now. And you got
I'll
a
pay
better
half.
Job than any motherfucking body.
You got a better job than
with.
Me.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like one of them jobs. Like you work for the fucking government. Stop playing.
And what do that mean? I'm tired. Can I come work for you today? I'm tired. I said I'm tired now.
Y'all said fuck this topic. Can I come
can
work?
Can I come work?
I don't care. All right, best friends. All right, cool. Honestly, yo, what it was, and I'm not even the type of person to really do this off the rip, like call you my bitch. That was the first time I was even shocked at myself. I knew April for like, I met April on a set of I Got the Hookup too. She was so cool. Beautiful girl, beautiful spirit. Like she was lit, you know what I'm saying? And we had chemistry off the rip. She became my best friend in like a month. Mm-mm-mm. Within a month of me living there. I didn't get to know her enough to call her.
Who's a best friend in 1 month?
I didn't get to meet her real, you know, inner. You know, I didn't really get to know her.
This is a sad story. Like, go ahead. Just go.
And then I met Joey and, you know, well, me and April fell out, but I met Joey and like I said, I didn't like her at first. We met at like karaoke. I didn't like her. I felt like she was like the mean black white girl and shit. Like, girl, fuck no. And then I got to know her and I'm like, oh, nah. She's a good spirit, you know. You met her. You liked her too.
Yeah.
It was just the Joey only bomb. Thing was the best friend title that I had given
like,
her.
Yeah, like that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, and it's funny because Jess doesn't like if I have a single friend, like a homegirl from
somebody
from middle school.
Somebody who not even you know your best
I
mean? Friend. Somebody
I knew my whole life. She don't want me to have a cousin,
first of all,
sister,
you don't even have nobody
uncle,
that you knew your
aunt,
whole life.
Brother.
First of all, you don't even have friends that you knew your whole life because you was born in Tacoma. You ain't no friends
first
there.
Of all, I was born in Tacoma, but I came to Baltimore and I went to Florida and I came back
all,
and I went to California and I came back around. Right,
well,
and
first
I came
of all, you don't
down,
have no
Texas,
friends in Florida. You don't have no friends in California. You only got friends here and the only one that you really have is me.
First of all, I don't even have you because I don't even like you no more because I don't like
bitch, I am done. Like,
yeah.
Oh. Listen, another funny story. She had a boyfriend in high school and I fucked him.
Now I want to fight because that was a flashback moment. Like, no, why would you tell these people about it? Why you do that?
It's cool.
Why you do that to my boyfriend? Was he my boyfriend at the time?
You said he was. He was. Still,
he probably was.
Yep. He looked like Lil Fizz.
What year was that?
22.
Oh. You plan on fucking him again?
Not 2022. Oh. Something about 1922.
I'm like, she is terrible. I'm about to say, nah, yeah. Shit, I'm about to say, I don't need no best friend like that now. Shit. Because I'm trying to find a way to really get rid of you.
You would never in your life.
For real, y'all. Jess is a handful. I really do get tired of her keep claiming everybody as her best friend.
I know.
They really
no.
not.
In all seriousness, yeah, no, for
they
sure.
They really not.
But has
I mean,
been-
not saying that they don't, like, rock
not,
with you
yeah, no,
or whatever
sure.
or love you or care about you all that
mm-hmm.
but they're not your best friend
yeah I do understand I understand how that can be because like
all right so stop doing it though yeah what the
all hell right it? So like she said I'm
gonna hold her to it if she make a video please contact me what's my number
no I definitely get how it can be frustrating because she wasn't lying when she said you know I'm a very jealous friend myself you know what I mean like I don't like when she like nigga we could be out this girl know. Like, you know how people, like, know me? People know her, too. And it's like...
Actually, let's rewind it.
Oh, my
when
God.
When you was Jessica Robin Moore...
Mm-hmm. I still
and we would be
time.
Out. All right.
Yeah.
Before Jess was just hilarious, mm-hmm. I was popping.
Yeah.
Jess was, like, my little baby. She was right there on my little yep. side, by my side, walking yep. around with me. I'm introducing her to people.
I'm talking about... Every
I was the
time
one.
Went out, you introduced me to the nightlife.
I was the one, right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? No, for sure. She definitely
just done over. Why you?
She definitely was. She introduced me to so many people. Like, had me in DC. Had
that
me
was
my
little
Philly,
baby. Like, yeah,
had
this
me
is
about,
such and such.
You know,
everybody. Hey Sheena. Hey Sheena, girl. Sheena. Hey Sheena.
Yeah, you had another nickname. You had a nickname. Niggas, motherfucker. To the point where you never. All right, so look, she didn't tell me her nickname. Somebody tried me one day. I felt like they was trying me, but they really wasn't.
That go
I just
years ago.
I just never like knew her as that. When I met her, she was introduced to me as Sheena, and I started calling her Sheens, like old Sheen. And this girl walk up and she like, "Where's Skittles?" I'm like, "Excuse me." She's like, "Where's Skittles?" I'm like, "Who's that?" She was like, "Your best friend Skittles." Like, and she was with a dude, and he was like, "Why the fuck you act like?" Oh no, we gonna tell her that you. I'm like, "You talk."
Yes.
I have my best friend named Sheena. She was like, "Yeah, Skittles." She don't like for us to call her Sheena.
That
what?
Was back the long time ago's days.
I know those was the long time ago's days. But still, at the same time, you
yeah,
know,
I let
that's
that
how,
go, man. And everybody didn't know, so you know,
yeah,
they came up, they pressed up on you with it, and
that's
you know
how territorial I was over her and over my friendship yes. with her, like, cause
we would be out.
Yeah,
she wouldn't even want to go to a spot anymore because too many people in there knew me.
And it, cause that would take away from my time with you. Like, we would be chilling, and it's like half the night. It's Skittle. Yeah. Sheena,
It was.
Let me tell you about this.
It was crazy.
Like, I'm talking about, then everybody want to come.
But you
up
know
and
what
talk.
My energy gives.
I know, and it gives. It
still gives.
Yeah. It does. It does. That's why I'm like, you it ain't like you ain't known no more. You know, it's just
but
that
it's that you done shine, you done too. Blew up and shit.
And so now I understand how I was feeling back then, like, oh yeah. Nah, she really
exactly.
She's big
so
poppin'.
When you over here calling the motherfucker, yeah. they calling you their best friend. I'm looking like, wait a minute. You ain't start from the bottom with, you know, when you was first trying to do your thing, you know, it was always me.
Like, I had you out.
People didn't really know because I played the background a lot.
And
I never wanted to be all in the front. Oh, let me get in every video she in. Let me. I never was
but
like
you,
that.
But you never was really that type. You know what I'm saying? And
I wanted you to shine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Always been that way. And even when we like take our little breaks and shit, you know what I'm saying? And this is for y'all who go through things with y'all friends, but like most importantly, y'all best friends. Like me and this girl has never had, and listen, I'm gonna be honest. I've crossed her like not once,
a thousand
you know, not twice.
Times.
You know what I'm saying? But I've crossed this
a thousand times. But you wouldn't know it.
Bitch, I did not cross you 1,000, probably like 60, all but right, like 9,000. Like, I'm not reclaiming no 1,000.
Hey, yeah.
Like, I crossed you like 60. Yeah, like, or 52.
I'd say a strong 70.
49.
It's definitely up there.
It's up there, you know. But one thing about Sheena, she sees the good in people, and then she knows, like, I met her when I was really young.
By the
way, I ain't even had friends when I met her.
Yeah, Jess don't have no friends. That's another thing. Wait a minute. Let me just touch on. I'm sorry, okay. Jess. I know you want to talk and stuff.
No. Go ahead. This
but
is
I just
wanna,
go ahead,
baby. Go ahead, Shook.
I just want to touch on this. Mm-hmm. Jess don't even have friends.
You and London say the same
not
shit.
Not one. She don't have no friends. So how can you meet somebody and call them your best friend? That's what really made me mad.
Oh, my God. We not back people? On it.
No.
All right.
How can you meet these people in one day and they're your best friend the next day? Baby, that makes no sense.
She's so fucking dramatic. I never met somebody on Tuesday and they was my best friend on Wednesday.
It wasn't.
No.
Lies.
No lies.
Yeah.
I might have met a nigga on a Tuesday and was like, he my boyfriend on Wednesday.
That's different.
But yeah, that's different. Mm. It took April 30 days? It took Joey, 3 months?
Do they know you used to be gay?
No. Stop. Like,
hey, she used to be gay.
Like, just a little bit. Like, not full throttle.
And that's how I met her. See, you skipped that part when you told them how.
No, okay,
met.
Because I didn't know how far you wanted to go with it. Okay, so we can do what we do. There was this girl from around my way, you know, and she was gay, and I always had a crush on her. And to me, she looked like Lil Wayne, nigga. And I was like, oh, I'm not the now Lil Wayne, but, you know, but the other Lil Wayne, you know, when he was young.
The long
just so
time
vibrant,
of those days.
Sexy as fuck, just, yeah. And I wanted her, and I caught myself dealing with her, you know, and I just was like, my baby father was sending me through the motions after I had Ash, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I don't even want to deal with guys anymore. And I was always just attracted to her. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
She pulled up one day with Sheens. And I was like, damn, two of them. Shit. Looking good as a mother. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, they both were so fucking fine, you know? And I'm like, yo. So then, but Sheena wasn't trying to get with me though. You know, she was like,
I would never.
What's up? How you doing? Bitch, excuse me. Don't ever try to say it like that. You'll say, I would never try it with your uglies.
I would never.
But all right, don't ever say it again, bitch.
Oh,
because they don't care about that.
Oh, I.
But yeah. So she got out the car.
Never,
and
ever. All right.
She was shut up. She was introduced to me and I gravitated toward her, but like for a different reason. Like she was fine and shit, but still at the same time, it was her energy, her
spirit. Aura.
Like she started trying to get to like, nobody asked me questions and she was really like, oh, this your son. Like, you know, she loved my baby.
I'm a Libra, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're genuine people, man.
October 6th, what's going on?
Come on, yo. Stop telling everybody my business.
Bitch, I don't probably kiss search you.
What?
You don't need no charges. But yeah, don't kiss search me, or Jessica Robin Moore, February 1992. But yeah, look at all my charges. Yeah.
What's
I'm
that?
Like that. But yeah. I said I'm like that.
She stole me from her. Like
I stole her as my best friend. Listen, if somebody comes around you and they just start, and like I said, I was very young. I already didn't have friends. Sheena was more so concerned about, like, if I needed anything for my son, if, you know, like, and still not even knowing that my son's father was her godbrother.
I found that out yesterday.
Found that out, like, a couple fucking months ago, honestly. Yeah, for real. God damn. You know, but, yo, she just cared about me. She got to know my mom, my dad. And like I said, this was not an intimate thing. This was not, like, her trying to get with me. Because you were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Weren't you? Yeah. You know, yeah. So, you know, I was still trying to get with your old best friend and shit. And, you know, she was a goddamn hoe. So I was like, shit, I ain't even really gay for real, but I ain't going to deal with no hoe ass bitch. I just got finished dealing with a hoe ass nigga. Right. You know, so I said, all right, whatever. All we going to do is fight. And she can't go to jail because she just like me and shit. So it's
our energy has always been the same, though.
Always.
Always been the same. Like, It's crazy because even when we're upset with one another I don't know. I feel like I'm one of the people you can't be mad at too long.
Yo, honestly, I really can't because
I don't pay her no mind, y'all.
I sent this goddamn girl a message, a long message. I'm talking about, I'm thinking I'm doing something. I'm chewing her out. I'm getting my shit together. Yep. And I was mad. I was in my car and I was mad as shit. It was over a throw rug, but I don't give a fuck. I sent the message and it was real long and it was, you know, and she was like, did you mean to send that to me? And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely talking to you. What's up? She said, oh. Then the next day, she just sent me some shit like it was nothing. But it was like, yeah, I sent you this because it was funny. Now, bye. So she won't be mad about it. And I was like, first of all, bitch, y'all can be mad and you don't ever come and start a conversation with me and I don't even get to say nothing to you. Talking about bye. I didn't even say hi. And she's like, yeah, well, like I said, bye again. You know, it's hard to.
We've been saying bye to each other all week.
All week. It's hard to feud with somebody like that, yo, because.
Like, I'm too much of a good person for you to be like mad at, like, and really be mad. Like, why are you mad?
Your heart.
Yeah,
how you just are as a person, yo, like, it's just crazy. Like, even like I said, when I met her, she was more concerned about what I needed for my son than anything. Not bashing Rome, not bringing up, oh, that's a whole nother situation. I'm going to invite him on here to tell y'all what he did, why she needed to help me. But I was just a broke, young, single mother, like, honestly. And she was helping me. And, you know, Ron was young, too. You know, we just was trying to figure it out. But I was still mature for my age, which is how I even became friends with her.
Right.
You know, I'm an Aquarius. She's a Libra. We
always
get along.
Been super mature, yo.
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy to me.
Old soul like a motherfucker. So that's how, because she don't be dealing with no young motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. Like, you're an old soul. Yeah. And I have like a young personality.
Yeah, you do. Yep. But you're so wise still.
So I think we meet in the middle.
Yeah. That's how it is. And like I said, I cannot be mad at her for long. And it like, yo, listen. So Baxter, yo, listen, one time we was real mad at each other. No, I got real mad at her. And I was even telling my cousin, don't talk to her. One thing my cousin will never do is not talk to Sheena. Sheena is just the life of everybody's party. Like, it was one time I was beefing with her. I told my parents not to say nothing to her. They looked at me like, okay, bitch, because that's not what's going to happen. Anyway, so.
Mommy was like, I ain't even do nothing.
This girl popped up on me. I used to go to the Fridays at Mondawmin Mall all the time. She knew where to find me. Everybody in the world could find me there because
that was our spot.
That was our shit. We would be up there every Thursday. And then when they got
every
the hookah.
Thursday.
Bitch, remember when they got the hookah?
Oh, please.
And this girl was
we
a hookah queen.
We setting up.
She put me
we
on.
Opening with, the store for
put me on with the goddamn hookah. I wasn't smoking that shit. I said, if this shit don't get you high, I don't want this shit. Uh-huh. She like, girl, smoke it and then relax, drink, do your thing. So look, she popped up on me, y'all. And like, as long as she was out of sight, I was like, no, I'm a smacker when I say it. What's up? Like, I don't even care. Like, I don't even want to say it. She's not my best friend no more. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Came up. I was like, what? Looking dumb as shit. Like, because I knew I missed her. I knew it's just her face. And then me as an Aquarius and me being how I always am, she knows I'm non-confrontational with her. Like, I you know, not with everybody. So
yeah, with
me. don't get it like I'm a bitch or something. But no, like, but her is like, what, yo? What, yo? I don't care. And all, she didn't say nothing. She just looked like, nigga, really? Really? I start laughing. Hey, go a hookah tip, nigga. Here you go. Yeah. What's up? Let me get your Patron.
We're going from there.
That's what you gonna go. You gonna get. I'm the Henny, she the Patron. And that's just really what it is. And a lot of people get this very misconstrued when we say this, but when that Whitney documentary came out, nigga,
oh, yeah,
and we looked on there, I mean, we both watched that shit, and I'm like, mm-hmm, yo, on some real shit? You the Robin?
I'm the Robin to my Whitney. To her Whitney.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Like, and people,
and Chris was that Bobby.
Good Lord.
Chris was Bobby, honey. But go in. People really, really get that misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? But that was that girl, Road Dog.
Yeah.
That was that girl. Boyfriend.
Even, and then, like, y'all, a lot of people get it confused too because mm-hmm, they may have, you know, had a relationship or something. I'm not really mm-hmm sure. I don't mm-hmm know about that part. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to her supporting her, having her back and being there for her and being right there by her side throughout her career like that, that's me. That's me all day. I'm definitely.
And that's all she has ever done, yo. I'm talking about, like, everything.
From day
even
one.
When she disagrees with something, like, yo, I remember, listen. I called her, and I do this. I do this a lot. I call her, and I call my cousin London. Even back in the days when I didn't listen to nobody, I still would find myself
the three
air
signs right there. Gemini, Aquarius,
Gemini,
Libra.
Aquarius, and Libra, nigga.
It's always been us three.
I would call, yes, I would call this girl, and I'll be like, yo, you heard what this nigga said about me online? I'm Ray. Da-da-da-da-da, man, I'm Ray. Get in, because these niggas don't know me, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck these niggas. She like, yo.
It was so hard.
Where you going? Them people don't even matter. Do you understand? Like, you talking real sense. London gonna be like, bitch, fuck them. Like, stop. Like, don't, you know, she gonna talk to me ratchet. Mm-hmm. She ain't always calm. Look, yo, you going places. You don't, and she would remind me of where I am now and didn't even realize where I would be right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got so
you
much
always
shit.
Remain humble.
Always, you know.
That's one thing I love.
Yeah.
It was times where I would be like amazed with certain things, and I'm sitting there looking at you like,
yeah,
and you just have like a straight face, you chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm looking like, what the fuck? She don't see, mm-hmm, you see what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So I've always admired the fact that you stayed so very humble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good thing too.
And I do love that. Listen, above anything, you my nigga. You know what I mean?
Like,
no. You my nigga, you know.
We're going to fight some more, but you know I'm here.
We're going to fight tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm here.
Because you didn't have to really put me out there like that. Like,
I mean,
I just want to let you know.
What,
like,
that you was gay?
I'm going to slap the shit out you.
For being gay?
Real shit. Like, I mean, no, because I'm gay, but at the same... like, no.
She not gay. She's not gay at all. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Y'all keep thinking I'm the bae. I'm not bae, man.
No, she not bae.
I ain't bae.
Mm-mm, she ain't bae.
I'm boo.
She not. She...
Ayo, that's worse than bae.
Look, and you know how the internet is.
I knew it.
That chemistry.
I knew
was,
it. Cause look
she
at how they
never bring nobody on there that she was like that. This was.
They probably
hour.
Don't even know I'm a dom.
Look, this was an hour. They don't know you or what?
They probably don't know I'm a dom.
Look, so my best friend is a dom. But look, nah, people know you. Nah, people know
they
you.
Know
they seen you from Justified, nigga. They seen you.
I be in the cut.
Listen, I remember I had a fucking fan that was like,
"What's your?
What's up with your best?" First of all, wait a second. Shit. And she was fine as a motherfucker, too. Yes, she was. Listen, shit. She had big booty ass.
If you listening,
I think
please.
She's stripping DC or something. But nah, she was like a...
I don't want no stripper, yo.
She was like the one... He said, nah, I don't do those. But nah, look, she was so pretty. No, yo, she asked me. She was like, you and your best friend ain't never? And I'm like, nah, why? She was like, all right, because I want to. Like, I just didn't want to, like, overstep my... Because, you know, like, I ain't know if you was just calling her your best friend for a cover-up, but that's the girl that got in her bio, just called me the best friend or something. And I was like, yeah, she was
just
like,
just call
yeah,
me best friend.
I mean, just call me best friend. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, because I want her. And I'm sorry, Jess. Like, I was like, you don't got to be sorry. I told you.
You
it's
never
not
told
like
me
what
that.
You thought. I know.
Yeah,
we're in a relationship, and I don't condone the cheating.
I
even
don't
though I may
cheat.
Have done it, I don't condone the cheating because you
know
ain't a motherfucking
cheat.
Cheater.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
you—that's one
don't
thing
you
never
games.
Been. You never been a cheater, so I'm not gonna inflict my shit on you.
But But you know, I'm messing with you.
Yeah, but I'm gonna show you after we finish the podcast. She was a bad bitch. I don't know if she's still gay, but she definitely said she wanted you.
Yeah.
You know how it is. She a stripper. She go from dick to pussy to dick to pussy. No, you know how they be.
Nah, I'm good. I'm a chill. Mm-mm. I'm a chill.
Shayna so used to turn the bitches out. Let me tell you something. I ain't never seen
first of all,
a dog who school. Don't like already gay bitches. She like, nah, I want them straight. And then she would turn.
That was in high school.
Nah, ain't no high school. You don't like a bitch who had too many girlfriends. That's one thing
about
you.
I don't
like a
bitch that had too many of anybody's.
Yeah, I know. But you don't. That too. But you don't like them to have too much going on. And you always end up handpicking the right ones, motherfucker. And I be sitting over here meanwhile with these niggas.
Yeah.
Shut.
You know, it's tough out here. It's tough.
It's tough. And it's going to be tough. But Ario, that's it. Say no.
I want to talk some more. All
right, come on.
All right, so what you doing tomorrow?
Some gonna be like, are y'all done?
Yeah, let's not have a conversation.
Yes, yo, like, what y'all doing?
Like, come on.
I never go to salon with nobody. For real. Yep, but y'all gonna hear this shit. Because look, that's what happens when the authenticity shines through. This is really my best friend. You know, this ain't no motherfucker I met months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago.
I'm the one man.
Meeting on a whim, man. I actually...
Follow me on...
Bitch. That's my time, y'all. Follow me on Instagram. What's your name, y'all? Tell me your name on IG.
Miss Good Morning.
Miss _ good.
Oh, yeah. Damn, my bad.
At the end.
Damn, _ there's a lot of shit with that, man. Morning. Look, just tag me and tell them.
No, I'm going to tag you. I got you. But listen, we come to the end of the episode. Listen, if I can leave y'all with anything, I just want to let y'all know. If you have a best friend and you fight with that motherfucker constantly and you take breaks or whatever, just know they're real hard to come by. And look, it's a lot of childhood friends that have fucked me over as well. You know what I'm saying? But this one is the only one that really like stayed. You know what I'm saying? This bitch is.
And I ain't never fucked you over.
I didn't say you did.
I'm just saying, let the people know. Right. Listen, y'all.
Let the people know. I ain't never fucked me over. I'm the one that did it's, that.
Yeah, just has done something.
But I was young.
Then
I grew up.
You knew what you was doing.
Y'all said you was always old. Hold up, bitch. Excuse me.
But no, I ain't never cross her. And I ain't never going cross her. So.
And I'm never.
She lucky to have somebody like me.
I am okay. I am, and I know that.
I mean,
that.
I just want you to know. I'm just saying.
You don't think I know that? You better be telling them, bitch.
Know.
I don't need.
You better act like you know. That's the thing. See?
I'm gonna act like I know, bro. I promise you. I'm gonna act like I know, Pooh. I got you. So. Make sure y'all know Shayna girl ain't going no motherfucking where. Miss ain't ever going nowhere. School. I'm going to slap the shit out of her when we done.
Good morning.
Because I ain't gay and my nigga listening.
Oh. What are you going
to
say?
You don't want to went to school
his
with
him. His homeboy. Why can't
she
say his?
Went to school with him.
Yeah.
He old.
I love him. I've been knowing him forever. He's actually somebody I grew up with. Same neighborhood and all that. So it's kind of cool to see her. With somebody who I know very well, and I know he's a good person, so.
Yeah. And
we'll
they're,
see.
And they're
we'll
old. See. But I do fucking love.
Come on, y'all.
I mean, are they older?
I'm a baby. I'm the baby. No. Oh, yeah. God, no.
Not you the baby. But you definitely look younger than me. That's what it's giving.
Everybody look younger than you, though, for real.
Huh?
Everybody look younger than you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You said I look younger than you?
Yeah, you. Who the fuck is everybody else, bitch? Look, this is what... All right, another hiatus. Excuse me, because I don't appreciate that. But we come to the end of the episode, y'all. Sorry.
Why we gotta end it?
We cutting it short. No, because the fuck, I don't look older than nobody.
You had some more Casamigos?
No, I don't have no more shit. Look, she going to be back next week, y'all. I'm going to have, this, I'm gonna have her and London on next week.
Oh, that's so going to be a hell of a show right
what?
There.
What? Make sure y'all tune into the festivities and the shenanigans that's going to be going down on my goddamn couch every Wednesday. Y'all already know. And in my deepest Pam voice. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.